from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Thank God it's Friday.
This year we took Nike, who I've had the great pleasure of meeting Phil Knight and his wonderful wife Penny, and I wish I could get some of that NIL money that he's sharing with Dan Lanning, but that's another note.
That was the voice of Kirby Smart, the head football coach at the University of Georgia. We are the morning shift rolling on here live from Flowery Branch. And why do I play that cut that's over a week old? Well, interesting enough, yesterday Dan Lanning was kind of making his rounds, because if you haven't remembered, it is Big Ten media days in Oregon now in the Big Ten. And he went on the Pat McAfee show yesterday to have a little answer for his old buddy Kirby Smart.
I think it's impressive that guys like Kirby have been signing the number one class in the nation without any NIL money this entire time. Well, hey, obviously Coach Smart took a little shot at us. I don't think it's a serious. If you want to be a top 10 team in college football, you better have great support. We have that, but it's one plus one plus one. It's also the 300 teams that we went to this spring to visit. It's the 23 satellite camps. It's when they come to your campus. It's our staff. It's our alignment with our entire university that makes, you know, recruiting work.
Listen, Kelly, I try to be the interpreter on this show sometimes. You know, the Key and Peele skit where he, you know, he's standing behind the president and he's interpreting for him. Like, what I hear is, I ain't apologizing to nobody, bro. Like, y'all all wish y'all had these zeros for your NIL. I ain't got nothing to say to any of you. And Ohio State, just talking about $20 million for their team this year, Dan Lanning's probably sitting back there going, ha, yeah, right, $20 million. I got more than that. I think he's just unapologetic, and I love it, actually.
Yeah, and to Kirby Smart's point off the top there, not every program has a blank check from a guy worth $33 billion. Yeah. So it's a little different.
Yeah.
Well, I actually love this part about Dan Lanning, is the unapologetic turning other people's words into, you know, fuel for his team. He did it with Deion back when, you know, Deion in Colorado was getting all that press when Oregon played them, and He turned, you know, what that was into his own thing and fueled his team, which I don't think they really needed it in that game. But then this thing with Kirby Smart, look, Kurt, these two obviously have a very good relationship. They worked together for some years. I never thought when Dan Lanning left Georgia that Dan Lanning would be this.
I agree.
And I am here for it. Dan Lanning, look, we pull for Florida. I'm a Billy Napier guy because he's my coach. I do like Billy Napier. Yeah, he frustrates me. Boy, Dan Lanning could coach my football team any day of the week in college football. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of what that, and I like that. And look, nor should he apologize.
Yeah.
Because Oregon is at some, in some ways they don't have the weather that we have down here. You know, where they have to play in some cold weather games. They're way up there. There's a lot of things that they're. They don't get the likes that Georgia gets, but guess what? They win. He's trying to recreate the brand at what they win at, and never apologize for NIL money, especially not in the day where coaches openly beg for it and say, "I need it or I can't win a title, Ryan Day." So one more thing, real quick. Let's not act like Kirby's first job when he took there was to get the big money at Georgia that it might have gotten disconnected, that South Georgia money,
brought it back
and
in.
Reconnect it. Yep. He did, and it's worked.
Real quick before we go to Life Squid, I want to ask both of y'all. In this day of NIL, is a place like Oregon, is that like a destination job? Like, I can't imagine any reason in the NIL era that a guy like Dan Lanning would say, you know what, I'm going to head somewhere else. I mean, Oregon, that's the place to be, and Ohio State obviously as well.
I mean, I think it's been that for a couple of years, even before the NIL.
That's a good point.
I mean, think of how many athletes they've been able to get there and how much success they've had over the last couple of years, even before the NIL era. So I don't think that's changing.
Yeah, I actually think take her her answer and go a little bit further back. Kelly's right, because it was a destination before. You know why? Because before, what did they have? They couldn't pay them legally, but they had the cool shoes, the cool outfits, the cool jerseys.
A new uniform everywhere.
4,000 different combinations of helmets and jerseys.
Not to mention, Mike, you know how it is. When you're an athlete on a team, you get all of the cool swag, right?
For sure.
And so what's better than cool Oregon Nike swag? I mean, as a 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old guy, that stuff's really cool. So that's exactly why Oregon has really not suffered the past, 20 years of football. Even under Mike Bellotti, they were knowing how to win, and they kind of reinvented their style, and now Dan Lanning's bringing a different style. I think it's a really good point.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.